This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the fun.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Another week of information, some inspiration for those of you who run small farms, family farms, who are the definition, if you will, of the past in terms of American food. And I'd like to think that there's a future. That's why I do this program, because I want to help as many people who are in the same situation as I am and as I have grown up around. So let's see what we can do to help you out this week. Couple of important news items to start, including the situation where we talk a lot about technology in our so-called real life. Cyber attacks, can they affect you? Well, apparently that is that the cyber attacks with regard to farmers have come to the attention of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So this week they issued an alert for the agriculture industry, for farms, that ransomware actors are likely to attack right now during the planting season and also perhaps during the harvest season, disrupting your operation, especially if you are computer dependent. I guess that's, you know, part of what goes on now is we're much more using technology, as we will hear in our discussion in a few minutes here on the program. But these ransomware attacks have so far been used against six different grain cooperatives. Let's see here. The FBI says that additional cyber attacks targeting these cooperatives may affect your planting season. The Iowa cooperative, the new cooperative in Minnesota's Crystal Valley Co-op, making headlines because of the attacks. There was another one at Sandhills Global, which operates online platforms for auctioning farm equipment. That was shut down. So these cyber actors are looking at cooperatives as being vulnerable and lucrative. So I don't understand how all of this stuff works. The FBI has put out their warnings. You may want to check, you know, it's as simple and basic as getting into your bank account or into your credit cards. I had another credit card of mine hacked by some outfit in Arizona. I didn't know even who they were, but you had to change. I've had to change my credit cards four or five times in the last year, and I'll bet you've had many of the same experiences. Well, that's one part of the hacking. The other part is when the entire sector, which already faces lots of challenges, the big versus the little. And so there's a guide that you can find online at the FBI headquarters, FBI website. It provides some valuable consideration for you to review. And I'm looking at the post that was put up there last month, authored by cybersecurity authorities, not only in our country, but other countries around the world that have been affected by these ransomware tactics. The sophistication, the high impact of these, the money that's involved, make you and your farm a target. I'm not interested in making you fearful. I'm interested in you taking action. Perhaps the government can help you, but nobody can help you like you can help yourself. So with all these information technology sectors getting involved in these multiple agricultural cooperatives, the production may be affected. Some people say, oh, I don't understand how this affects me. I'm going to go out and plant my seeds, and I'm going to watch the stuff grow, and I'm going to harvest it. Well, where you get the seeds is being impacted. We already know that the seed business has been co-opted by the four gigantic the big agribusinesses. They want to control the source of seeds. Well, now you may not only have that to worry about, but what do you do with your crop at the end of the season if you're selling it on the open market? Yeah, there are all kinds of things that make you vulnerable. So you have, according to the FBI, you have to back up your data. You have to password protect. You have to implement a plan that includes maintaining and retaining multiple copies of sensitive information and data, all of that stuff, which makes it hard because most of the family farmers, the whole definition is everybody in the family is working. More often than not, the mother, the woman who's involved on the farm, if she's not running it herself, she's doing a lot of this book work and a lot of the segmentation of information. So is she keeping up with all the updates and the systems that can protect you and your farm? I guess, the usual disable unused remote access ports and make sure you use strong passwords and require credentials to be used. There's all kinds of stuff, but a word to the wise hopefully is sufficient. There's a new Center for Sustainable Agriculture open in the Research Triangle Park in Raleigh, North Carolina. This is a way to educate the public about where food is coming from. The fellow who set it up says we take for granted where our food comes from. And that's an understatement. So this fellow, Paul Ray, who runs the operation, says that he believes it's more important than ever to build connections between growers and consumers. That's why he hopes this new venue where farmers can connect with consumers, engage in dialogue. This is something that ought to be all around the country, as far as I'm concerned. That's why I'm touting this center. They're going to host educational tours and talks between those of you in agriculture and people who consume your product. There are lots of garden folks. The discussion has been about lots of not only vegetables, but plants and trees. This is, so far, they had 45,000 farms who have participated in this in one way or another. Wow, that's pretty significant. And so, anyway, the idea here, according to the people who lead this in Raleigh, is that you can become more important to your customers with the proper exposure. And that's certainly, I know on my farm, we just had a meeting yesterday to discuss what we're going to do with our Facebook asset, with all of our social media assets, and with advertising as to what we want to promote on the farm. And this, the whole business of connecting with the consumer ought to be on the top of our mind, really and truly. So, at any rate, you can probably Google Research Triangle down in Raleigh and find out more information. That's where I got this as I was looking around the Research Triangle and the whole business of agriculture being information about it being available. Find out where the food comes from. Teach your people how, you can maybe have a little video on your farm that explains how this all works, because it certainly is needed. I'll tell you that. I'm flabbergasted that people come to my farm all the time and just don't have a clue. Meanwhile, it's time for you to have a clue about how to get a great night's rest. Starting today, the folks at MyPillow are doing a BOGO extravaganza. Buy one, get one free. So if you are interested in an amazing opportunity, this is it. The time has come. Save all kinds of money on pretty much everything that's in the catalog. The comforters, the pajamas, the blankets, the sheets. They're long known, the most popular, and I think this is the reason they're doing this, the Giza Dream sheets you've been able to get for about a year. A set of one at the regular price, get another set, don't have to pay for it. That's a BOGO deal. But now it's pretty much everything that's there. The slippers, which are very cool, the dog pillows, anything that's in the catalog, that's they'll explain to you how it all works when you go to MyPillow.com. So help yourself. Use the promo code DJV when you're checking out, and you get the BOGO deal, the BOGO offers. It's kind of cool, isn't it? What do you need? What do you need more of? And this is the way to get at it. Go to MyPillow.com. Enjoy the BOGO deals. Make sure when you're checking out on the checkout page to use the discount code, the promo code DJV, if you please.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table. Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking. Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Back to the American Family Farmer now, Doug Steffen, with a gentleman named David Wallace, who's CEO of a company called Coda Farm Technologies. Now, just as a passing comment, one of the things interesting about the name of this fellow's company is, you know, Coda, for us who have been going to the movies, represents the abbreviation for children of deaf adults. So that doesn't apply here at all. David, welcome to the American Family Farmer. As you know, this program is about helping family farmers, small farmers, become more successful. We expose them to all kinds of different ideas that hopefully will keep them healthy against the juggernaut of big ag. It's the same in this business as it has been big pharma. Everything is getting big. And so we have the ability here to dig into something that you have done. Tell us about you. Are you a farm kid?
I am a farm kid. My dad's been working on the family farm ever since he was a little kid. And we actually moved to live on the family farm in the middle of about a 100-acre field when I was 7 years old. So ever since then, I've grown up playing in the dirt, working in the dirt, and, you know, being involved with the family operation as much as possible up until I left for college.
Well, when you say playing in the dirt, I'm guessing that's what my experience in quote-unquote playing in the dirt as a kid made my immune system very healthy as an adult. All the exposure to all the things on the farm. No, really, I think and that's one of the things we're missing in America. Only a few families here and there are involved in farming and kids growing up on the farm, so they don't have the same exposure to the sorts of things that made you and me healthy. That's my read on it, anyway.
I think that's totally true. And, you know, I'm happy that I know what it's like to be excited when the dirt in your field is freshly tilled and you get to go out there into the, you know, the soft, fresh dirt and play around, because it's a really fun time as a little kid.
Yeah. And it's good for children. It's good for adults. It's good for us to be attached to the land. All so often, people these days especially don't even know where the food comes from. It comes from the grocery store. And I'm not being facetious. I have open house on my farm every weekend for children and families to come and enjoy the cows, enjoy the animals, the goats, the chickens, the ducks, whatever is there, and have some good and wholesome ice cream. I tease the kids and I say it's health food, so they like it even better. But, you know, it's all part of what I think, need to be connected to or stay connected to. So we'll continue in a matter of moments. Let's find out what Coda Farm Technologies is all about and how it can help you on your farm as we continue this week's American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Want to show your favorite teacher some love? Staples has you covered.
Covered how?
This week, earn 20% back in classroom rewards on your in-store purchases to give to your favorite teacher for supplies.
So they can stock up on markers and crayons?
Staples has it covered.
Art and cleaning supplies?
Covered. During Teacher Appreciation Week, earn 20% back in classroom rewards for your favorite teacher or school, plus up to 5% back in Staples rewards for yourself. Download the Staples Connect app to sign up for classroom rewards. Valid in-store only, ends 5/7.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back with David Wallace, I'm Doug Steffen. Mr. Wallace is the CEO of Coda Farm Technologies. Okay, so we've established that you're a farm kid. Now I want to talk about this device, this app. Here we are in the modern era. I guess I've resisted on my farm to a point, but the people that work with me and for me on my farm, they use technology every day in various things. I tend to like old tractors because I can actually fix them, and I tend to like some of the old ways of raising animals and keeping them healthy, but I do admit going off, let's say, on the deep end with some apps and devices. So what do you have? What is Farm HQ? That's something that comes out of Coda Farm Technologies, right?
Yeah, it is. That's our flagship product. So Farm HQ right now is a remote monitoring and control system for mobile irrigation equipment. I don't know how you irrigate your crops or maybe you spread manure, Doug, but there are a lot of smaller farms in the country that use these hard hose retractable irrigation reels. Have you seen these? They're like basically a big hose.
Yeah, and you travel, and the more you travel around various parts of the country, you can see in the wide open spaces these big gargantuan, almost like it's a waterer on wheels that goes around in a circle and covers what, about 10 acres. And I always wonder, how do you keep from too much water getting onto whatever it is that you're irrigating? And so is this sort of related to that? Is this a control device for any and all irrigation facilities?
Well, so I think what you're referring to there is center pivot irrigation, and
yes,
you know, those are becoming very popular all across the country and across the world. Really, you can irrigate 100 plus acres with a single pivot, and it's pretty heavily automated already. What we're focusing on is a much smaller scale type of irrigation. Imagine if you took a center pivot and turned it on its side and made it about 12 feet in diameter. That reel pulls a hose that has a sprinkler attached to the end. And so this, you know, hose reel pulls that sprinkler across the field. It irrigates about 5 acres at a time. And so it's a really great way for smaller farms, to irrigate their crops, season to season. Perhaps skipping seasons occasionally if they don't need to irrigate. So it's a more of a temporary and mobile solution to irrigation. And so these are pretty popular systems in lots of different areas, including in the Skagit Valley where I grew up. But the problem with these systems is they're entirely mechanical and they're quite failure prone. The hose reel can stop retracting at pretty much any point for a variety of reasons. And when that happens, you're still pumping hundreds and hundreds of gallons a minute of water over a small area of your crop that can damage the crop very quickly. So as a result, farmers who use this type of system spend a lot of time and energy just driving around to look at these reels and make sure they're still operating correctly. And they spend a lot of time cleaning up messes when they break down. So what our system does, it's a really simple bolt-on device that you can add to your existing equipment, and it gives you a smartphone app that tells you what's happening with your reel at any given point in time. And it also gives you the ability to have this automatic pump shutdown feature so that if something goes wrong with your reel and it stops retracting in the middle of the field, a signal automatically gets sent to the pump that's driving it, shutting down that water. So if you're half an hour away and you find out that your reel has broken down, you get that peace of mind knowing that your crop is not going to be flooded and maybe you can come and fix it in the morning. So that's really the core of our offering currently.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting trend, and I want to pursue a little bit more with you as we continue in a few moments here on the American Family Farmer.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use a symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Donald Trump Jr. appeared Tuesday before the mostly partisan House committee investigating January 6th. Reports from the interview say it was largely uneventful. The interview lasted about 3 hours and was described as very cordial. It should be noted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi created the House Select Committee last year and refused some Republican leaders to be on the committee. In 2019, there were over 625,000 abortions in America. Pro-life people see the cruelty in this procedure. Pro-abortion people claim their body, their choice. Without mentioning how many lives could be saved if abortion rules are moved to the state level, President Biden is putting the abortion topic on President Trump supporters as extremists.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Relations between Russia and Israel are one of the lowest points in years after the Russian foreign minister falsely claimed Adolf Hitler had Jewish blood, which he used to justify calling Ukrainian President Zelensky a Nazi. Israel condemned the Russian invasion of Ukraine and accused Moscow of committing war crimes, but they're also trying to protect military cooperation with Russia in Syria as that conflict continues. The big question is whether the tensions will lead to any change in the Russian military's behavior towards Israeli strikes in Syria. Texas State Representative Briscoe Kane, the lawmaker who wrote the state's heartbeat bill on abortions, was on Newsmax Wednesday talking about the possibility of states making abortion rules.
As far as the Texas laws are concerned, few realize that the statutes at issue in Roe v. Wade, we call those the pre-Roe statutes, were one, never enjoined by the court, and two, they were never repealed by the legislature. They still exist, and they're on the books today. And so in addition to having those, which could be prosecuted theoretically right now, especially one of them, it has to do with accomplice liability, and Roe v. Wade never created a right for someone to fund abortions or provide travel for those, and so I believe today that could be used. But we also did an act, as several other states have, a trigger ban, which after, you know, the overruling of Roe also takes effect. And so in a way we kind of have this double backup play that all abortions in Texas except in the case of the life of the mother.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with David Wallace, who actually has a partner in Coda Farm Tech. I guess I'm curious as to where Coda came from. I was talking about Coda as the film. I happen to be partners in a development scheme, and the fellow who's one of my partners runs a company called Coda Development, which is his name, basically, sort of abbreviated. So what's the significance of Coda here?
Yeah, it's kind of an embarrassing story. We basically had this these prototypes set up, and we had other farmers interested in trying it. So we knew that we needed to form a business, I had to get the articles of incorporation in very quickly. I had to choose a name, and so my brother was going to be my co-founder in this, and so we just took our two names, Connor and David, and slapped them together. And that's how Coda was born.
There's nothing wrong with that. I think that's about the way most companies come up with their names. Let's just do it. Because it isn't, but sometimes the name tells the story of the company. In this circumstance, it doesn't, and it doesn't need to, because you have a great story, and anybody who's interested in this sort of thing is going to dig deeper into it. And because we focus on small farms, the family farm does connect families, food, and the farm. This is a solution for a problem that exists. You asked me about what I do. I have, as a matter of fact, 17 acres of hayland that I'm in the process of preparing. I'm going to seed in the next week or two. And one of the things, if we have a good season and we have appropriate rainfall, that'll be great for the start. If we don't and it's dry, the seed could be endangered. Now, I don't know whether I can get the water that's nearby. There's a little creek that's nearby that we probably could pump water out of. I'm guessing, you know, that's where the supply is, a pond or a lake or something that's on the farm. You're certainly not going to use the public water supply for this, I wouldn't think. Do you, or does it depend on where you are?
Well, yeah, it does depend on where you are and what you're irrigating. If you have a very high-value crop, it may make financial sense for you to pull out of that municipal water supply and pay that money. Most farmers pull out of rivers or lakes or wells, and, you know, that's the source of water. But, you know, even if you're irrigating hayland, I think it can make financial sense for your operation to you know, potentially pull out of that creek if they can support it.
Mm-hmm. Well, here in New England, we don't often have a problem. We have natural rain, and that pretty much takes care of the crops. But there are times when it's been dry and we need help. And I know a couple of the truck farmers that are around me have, they've got an irrigation pump. Matter of fact, I have one with basically a fire hose on one end, and then it goes out into the field, and there's pipe that's spread all over the place, and you hook the tractor up to the PTO shaft on the pump, and you pump away. Yep. And when the tractor runs out of gas, that's the end of that pumping experience for that day. That's the way it is.
Well, that's the case with a huge number of farms all throughout the country and throughout the world. I mean, they're still working with the equipment that they have from the previous generation. And I think that if you're trying to innovate in farming, you have to learn how to work with that equipment. So when we built our system, being able to retrofit this technology onto farmers' existing equipment was a huge requirement for us.
So how would you do it with the example I just gave you? Is there an application that you and your brother, by the way, your brother, your younger brother is in this with you, and I was trying to figure out where Skagit Valley is. It's in Washington, Washington State. So the two of you, did you come up with the idea and you needed somebody to help you execute it? Is that how your brother got into this, or who's the idea person here?
Yeah, well, so I think the idea actually came from my dad and cousins. When I came back to the farm in 2018, I had just come from a career as a machine learning scientist at Amazon. My brother was a software engineer in San Francisco. And I was really just looking to get back to my farm roots and, get back to helping on the family farm. But really quickly, my dad highlighted this problem for us that we have with our irrigation systems. It was wrecking our crops. It was a huge headache. And so
you're growing mostly potatoes there, right?
Yep, potatoes. Yeah. So he asked us if we could find a solution for this. And I personally did a lot of searching trying to find something that would work to solve this problem that was already in the market. But unfortunately, nothing really existed. So that's when I, threw together a few of these prototypes, did a little bit of software engineering with my brother's help to build the system. And that's how we initially got this going. So it was very clear that Connor was going to be an important co-founder for me. He had a much stronger background in software engineering, and that's what kind of ties the whole system together. So it definitely is a team effort there, but the original idea for it is definitely, came from the farm.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm thinking about, where I come from, we don't have specialized crops for the most part. The truck farms have a little of everything because there isn't as much land as you might have out there. You probably have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of acres of potatoes. So the $64 question is, all I can remember, and I more vividly remember my daughter cutting up the potatoes that we were going to plant. So when you and your brother were younger, and maybe even your father, there has to have been a time when you sat down and you had bags and bags of potatoes and you cut them up so they could be planted. T- tell me you've had that experience at least once in your life.
I hate to disappoint you, Doug, but unfortunately, I have not had to cut sea potatoes by hand.
No.
I'm sure my dad did. But, you know, we buy from certified seed growers because, as you know, disease propagation is something we have to take very seriously in potatoes. So if we don't.
I didn't know that, but I was thinking that there probably was a machine that somebody's developed somewhere. They would chop up the potatoes with and make sure each piece had an eye in it. I thought there had to be some technology to do that, but you're right. You got to be careful about what may be in the potatoes that you raised last year, the mites, the bugs, and the things that eat it. You know, it's not, you know, where does your potato, like Idaho potatoes, go to McDonald's and that ilk? Where do Washington potatoes go?
Yeah, they go all over the place, but we grow fresh market varieties. So, little reds, whites and yellows, things that you would find in, you know, your local Safeway or Costco.
Yeah. Yeah.
We sell some organics to places like Whole Foods. So really all over the place. Occasionally we get to take a vacation to Hawaii and we'll go to Costco and pick up a bag of our potatoes there. The season is right. It's pretty fun. We ship all over the country.
Good. Good for you. All right, we'll talk about the branding and continue our conversation with David Wallace, who is the co-founder of Coda Farm Technology. Back to 1997 now for a moment, as the folks at Calitrin create a drug-free, stibulin-free weight loss product that is safe for everybody. They tested it. They studied it. They went through all kinds of machinations to create the healthiest weight loss formula in this country, born 25 years ago, and now the folks who run it, the doctor and the nurses, came up with the formula, the people in the company. It's a family-run operation. So thankful to be able to say that after all these years, Calitrin has been one of the safest and best ways to not only lose weight, but more importantly, to keep it off. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in their journey to better health and losing weight have become grateful, and you can read what they say about the product on the pages of their Facebook page and their website. Toploss.com is the website. They've been now, as they extol the value and virtue of this, available in liquid or capsule form. Every exciting experience with this leads to another. So today they are announcing the same proven ingredients in a flavorless powder. So they've had a capsule, they've had liquid, now they have a powder. Calitrin Powder Mix. That's the exciting new option for Calitrin. Help you get to your weight loss goal. This is so simple, so easy. Mix a scoop of this with a glass of water and drink it at bedtime. So hopefully you'll love this along with the other things. Simplicity and effectiveness. That's what marks the story of Calitrin. Check it out at toploss.com. When you order the product, make sure you use the discount code DJV for free shipping and any special deals that are current at that time. For Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Before Bamboo HR, feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit bamboohr.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Let's finish our time with David Wallace talking about his technology, the Coda Farm technology used for irrigation, the kinds of things. You're growing lots of potatoes, so this is helpful. What's the brand, or they use the store brand? Do we know by looking at the potato where it came from?
I don't think so. I think you can tell by the quality and the time of year, perhaps what part of the country it came from.
Because Washington State is known for apples, much as anything else. And so I'm thinking about the disaster of the weather there last year and how important this must have been for you if you could put your hands on some water. So how did last year, with the drought out there, how did that affect your business? And did it become the time, don't you feel like a genius maybe? We developed this just in time for the drought.
Yeah, I don't know about being a genius, but it is definitely helpful. I was still working on the farm full time last year, and I was in the field irrigating in at one point 105 degree heat.
Oof.
And so having this system on all of our equipment was a huge time saver, and definitely helped us because I didn't have to go out to the field, and our crews didn't have to go out to the field to check on this equipment every 2 or 3 hours.
Right.
Yeah, and so, I think with having to irrigate so much more year after year, lots of farmers are seeing value in adding this type of remote monitoring technology to their reels and to their pumps.
Right.
So it's definitely,
and there's a practical side here. So how many, we've only got a couple of minutes left here, farm irrigation, is it being used more or less? Is the climate, everybody's talking about climate change, how's that affecting what it is that you're doing here?
Yeah, I mean, trends show that farm irrigation is on the rise, and farms' water use accounts for a huge, probably 80%+ of all of our water consumption in the United States. So, we have to irrigate in order to grow food and support our population. But we need to irrigate efficiently. I think that's really critical. We need to make sure that we're making good use of the water that we have. And so anything that farmers can do to improve the efficiency of their water use on their farms is a positive step. And so that's really what we're trying to support here. We're giving the smaller farmer a way to improve the efficiency of their systems and make their lives easier.
And that's why it's important for you to be here, because we're trying to help the small hundreds of small thousands of small farms around the country. You're interested in this technology? Go to CodaFarmTech.com. CODA, Farm Tech, all one word, CodaFarmTech.com, and find out how you might apply this and figure out how it works for you on your farm. Pleasure to have you here. Best of luck. Good success. Looks like you're going to be A-OK here with this thing, because its time has come. David Wallace, thank you for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Thanks very much, Doug.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Three past the hour on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here as usual every week to support what's going on your farm. Interesting anecdotal sources of info that will help you on your farm, connecting the farm and the family and the food supply. Most recent podcast that we have at the American Family Farmer Show.com is a focus on what's going on in Oklahoma with a right to farm bill. This is a bill that needs to be in every state if it hasn't. There was a challenge to the bill that was shot down by the state, so we have that explanation. We also have a microbrewer named Matthew Steinberg. More and more breweries are using locally grown ingredients that could be grown on your farm. That's why he was here, to give us all ideas about what could we be growing that would be more of a cash crop or help us, especially if you got some, we're a dairy guy and you got open land and you get, you can plant hay for sure, but maybe you can plant something that's more valuable. Listen to our podcast and figure that out. I think all the podcasts of all the shows are there listed back years and years. So if you're looking for some info, help yourself. You can always get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or, in fact, wherever you get your podcasts. This portion of the program is devoted to me and my thoughts, and hopefully you know I'm a dairy guy, I'm a cow guy, I've been around cows all my life, and I remember early on when I was doing this program, we were talking a lot about produce, and people would say, well, you're a dairy guy, why don't you talk more about cows? And so I did. I started talking more about cows. I don't spend much time talking about goats, and I probably should devote a little more time to that, and pigs, and piggeries and things. But right now, I'm thinking, you know, June Dairy Month is coming up. I'm thinking about my cows. I brought a lot of the cows back this past week from their winter quarters to my farm. And it's really so, I had this past week and we opened up the farm. And I do tours around the farm. And sometimes I do them myself because I love to see the reaction. If I have time, I'll jump on the tractor and take people around. There's about 40 at a time. And we go into the pasture and we get a bucket of bread. And the cows are used to it, so they come running after the wagon. And the little kids scream when they see the cows. The cows stick their nose into the wagon because it's an open-air wagon. And the children learn that they shouldn't be afraid of the cows. You know, they have the bread in their hand. The cows stick their tongues out, and the kids all scream. It's actually a lot of fun. And, they see this. I have a couple of large bovine sanctuaries. I have a couple of big Brown Swiss and Holsteins, just huge cows that have been there living off the fruit of the land, if you will, for a long time. And they're so gentle and they're so much fun. They come right up to the wagon. They stick out their tongue. And you can tell they'll follow the wagon around the whole field. And the younger cows learn from that. So they will be, if you will, enticed to follow and give the people that are out in the field a lot of pleasure. And it brings me around to think about cows and how I have humanized them. And unfortunately, with the big ag businesses and the big feedlots and cows that are brutalized, basically, in that environment, they maybe have a couple of lactations. They are in feedlots all the time. They stink. They smell. The milk is terrible. The whole atmosphere is awful. And yet that's today's version of milking. And I don't, there's no way that I buy like that. The cows are so inhumanely treated. I don't know how they get away with it, frankly. I was reading an article that Dr. Temple Grandin, who's a professor at Colorado State University. She's been around the country for years talking about humane treatment for livestock, dairy cows especially. She's written a book called Rethinking Animal Behavior and Handling. And she's not one of these people who says, you know, you've got to do this, this, this. But it's based on the fact that cows have a discernible personality. And, yeah, they're here to milk and to produce. But is that all you think about them? Is that it? They're just a commodity for you? I know some people around here, a couple of cattle dealers. You know, they all think cows are just a commodity. I don't know why I have the attitude that I do, but I grew up around cows. I've always loved them. I love being around them. They're a source of I'm so thankful because they're a source of such inspiration. And handling the cattle, people bring their cameras onto the farm, and you know they can't believe what they see and what they experience. So I think the thing that we need to remember is that we're not just dealing with something; we're dealing with someone. And I know some of you will laugh at that. Think, ah, it's another Eastern liberal. Nope. There are lots of experiences that I've had, lots of lessons I've learned being at the other end of a cow. So maybe we think about that a little bit more and don't stress our animals out as much as some people do, because they're your friends and they're there to help and to give back to you. Food for thought, if you will, from the American Family Farmer. I'm Dutch Devon.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.